Avodah Zarah. Rashi Dichsiv bePasha Shlach Lecho. It says in the Pasha Shlach Lecho. And there, like Sivbai Bin Yonai, doesn't say this inyan that you need Chatosa Lishmo. V'chein, the same thing. The Gemara asks the question: the Shmiya Sakel, the Korban Chatos that's brought for the Avera Shmiya Sakel. If somebody knows Edus and he swears he does not know it and he's lying, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. So Rashi also says, like Sivbiu Bin Yonai. It doesn't say that an inyan over there that you need Lishmo. Obitus was signed. Somebody makes a shvua shav. Obitus was also that he has to bring a korban. It doesn't say the word lishmo there. For tumas mikdash kodesh, if somebody goes into the base of mikdash when he's tamei, how do I know by these korbanos, these korban chatas? How do I know by these chatois that if there's a psul in shinu kodesh or shinu bailam, then it's liyakev? So like sivbu minolon, here it does not say an extra posik you need lishmo. So who you only know one time lemitzvah from the hekesh of shlomim. But how do we know the second time to say it's even possible, Likuva? So Moritz is like this. Chat is the avoidizora asio mechatis chelif. Shekhen koros kemaisum. That's a svara that chat is avoidizora is just like a regular chat that's brought on a chet of chelif. They both have a chiv koros to them if it's done b'mezim. Therefore, that's a svara, learn out one from the other. That just like by chatis chelif, shlo lishmo makes a psul, the same thing by the chatis that's brought to the aver of avodah zarah, shlo lishmo would make a psul. The hana kulu, the other three here of shmiyas koil, bitas vasayim, to mazmik shkadeshov, asim b'me'atzad, or not b'me'atzad. Rashi says it means mechatis chelif, vechatis nozir, mitzayra. If you learn out from these three, when he asked the question, chiperkos mala chatis chelif, shken koris, Chatis nozer mitzori yechichoi. I malan nozer mitzorish ken yeshimon dom acherim. Chatis chel tuchiach. Hasar hashav shabem. That's a korban chatis and you can bring it. So if I learn out all the chatois that if you have a shinu kodesh or a shinu bailim, that it's psula. That's the loch of our Mishnah. That even though kol hazvachom aksherim, but chutz min achatis means all type of korban chatis. Any one of the different types of a korban chatis, if you have kavona, b'shas, any one of the dalar avodis, with a shinu kodesh or with a shinu bailim, lemaisa will make a psul. It's even the kuva, the korban will be possible. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim was in a brisa like this: Pesach bizmanoi lishmoi kosher shelo lishmoi posel. A korban Pesach bizman at the time when you're supposed to bring the korban Pesach, meaning on Yud Dalet Benisan on Erev Pesach from Chatzai Siyah Metul Erev, bizman when you're supposed to bring a korban Pesach. So then the locher is if you mechavin lishmoi lishem a korban Pesach, the korban is kosher. That's what you're supposed to. Shalom lishmoi. If you have in mind to do with lishem another korban, then posel. We have sukkim before that zayin mabez. We have sukkim that a korban Pesach also shalom lishmoi is posel like a chatz. Now the chish of the brayser is though uvishar yemois hashono. What about the rest of the year? Whether it's before Yud Dalet Benisan or whether it's after Yud Dalet Benisan, but the rest of the year when it's not a zman of a korban Pesach, then it's like this: lishmoi posel. If you mechaven to bring the korban l'shem a korban Pesach, it's posel. Rashi says, "Can I bring the masechta psachim? Shachtu kaidim chatzais posel. If you shech the korban Pesach before chatzais erev of Pesach, the korban is posel. Because it says by korban Pesach, bein horabayim." It has to be done between Chatzois and Erev. The Kama Pom Mishana Kosov the Kvius Zman of Yedal Ben Abayim. The Bosek says it a few times. Therefore, there is a Shino Akosov Lakev. Therefore, here it's Likuva. Therefore, Vishay Yemois Hashana Lishmoi is Posel. But the Chedishish Loy Lishmoi Kosha Vishach the Korban Pesach Lishem another Korban after the Zman of the Korban Pesach or before. Then the Locher is his Kosha. South Gemara asked to soon explain, how do we know this? At the Gemara asked, Minohan Emili, how do we know this Yisoid? Rashi says, the Bishayim Mois HaShono, Shalei L'Shemai Kosha. How do we know that the rest of the year, after the Zaman of the Korban Pesach, if you shech the Korban Pesach, or L'Shem, another Korban, it's still Kosha. Even though the Zaman no, is possible, but Shalei the Zaman is Kosha, how do we know this? So Omer Ravua, the Shmuel, Omakro, the father of Shmuel says, it says in the Posig, V'yimin hatzorin karbonoi lizevach shlomim l'ashem. Says v'yimin hatzorin karbonoi. So we darsh in dov rabo min hatzorin yehe lizevach shlomim. Something that only comes from tzorin, meaning a korban Pesach, should be a korban shlomim.
So Rashi says it's literally lav kro yisrael. It's not an extra posik doros. Ela mashmoy is the kro. That's the mashmoy. It's the posik mashmalay hochi. V'im dov rabo min atzoyin dehainu pesach, a korban that only comes from tzoyin, which is a korban pesach, which is not shein or boel metzoyin. Hayekavone harehu lezavach shlamim. It should become a korban shlamim. So what does that mean to say? So it can't mean bizmanoy on erev pesach, because then it's a korban pesach. So it must mean this posik that shloy bizmanoy, not the time of the Korban Pesach, then automatically this Korban, the Korban Pesach, changes, becomes into a Korban Shlomim. And the halacha by Korban Shlomim is that Shloi Lishmo is kosher. Therefore, if you shech the Korban Pesach, Shloi Bizmanoi, Shloi Lishmoi, that's why it's kosher. Yeah. Maybe it only becomes a shlomim and nothing else. So Rashi says it means to say v'shachtu l'shem shlomim, then maybe it'll be kosher. But if v'shach the korban pesach after pesach l'shem a korban elo, maybe it'll be possible. And the Brice is mashma that any time shloim l'shmoi is kosher when it's not the zman of the korban pesach. So how do we know this? Here the puzzle just says shlomim. So maybe only if v'shach the l'shem shlomim is kosher. But if v'shach the l'shem a korban elo, maybe it'll be possible. Amar Rav Ilo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, lezevach, the pasuk says, that l'rabbis kol zevach termar be'eni zevach. Rashi says kroy yisayru demos lemichtav l'shlamim, and it says lezevach shlamim to teach us any type of a korban you have in mind, it still is kosher. Why? Because it has bris, it has a lach like a korban shlamim now, and that's the lach of a korban shlamim that shloim l'shma is kosher. It's only le'olul b'al m'shem chayva. For the Gemara Eima, why don't I say, kol d'shochit lehevi k'moisai, whatever you shecht, that's what should it become. In other words, if you shecht now this Korban Pesach, li'achra Pesach l'shem a Korban Eilu, maybe it becomes a Korban Eilu. Like who tells you it's a shlomin? Just as kol shlomin l'shmoi, that it's kosher, maybe whatever you shecht it for, that's what it becomes. Because it says zevach, an extra word, so maybe it means anything you shecht it for, that's what it becomes. Tzmora says no. He have iksiv lishlamim v'zevach. Who would have said, first said the word lishlamim? And then v'zevach could have come. You'd be right. It's a rebu that anything you shecht it for, it becomes that korban. But hashtra diksiv, now that it says lizevach shlamim, it says the word zevach first. Lizevach shlamim l'chol d'shochet lei shlamim l'heve. It means to say, whatever you shecht it for, it should become a korban shlamim. So now the Gemara still asks, Eima, why don't I say lizevach, that's true, that's a klal. Mashm, anything you shecht it for. But then it says shlomim, that's a prat. So maybe klal or prat, ain b'chal or mash of a prat. We should make a diik, then the klal is only what it says clearly in the prat. So, shlomim in, midyach rinoloi, maybe only if you mechad on l'shem shlom, that's when it's kosher. Maybe some for something else, though it's possible. But maybe only if you oiker the name of Korban Pesach and put on it l'shem shlomim, then it becomes kosher. But maybe if you shecht it l'shem korban eilu, maybe then it's possible. So how do you know to say anything you shecht it for still is kosher? Let's make a klal or prat over here. So Mar says, it says, l'ashem hod of a klal. Says the word l'ashem at the end, that's a head of klal, it's a klal or prat, a klal. So whatever you shecht it for, it remains kosher. So Mar says, klol or basra. Yeah. Because Maske below Rabbi Yaakov, and our pocket Yaakov, and our pocket gets the question, I holy domi klola basa la klola kamo. The second klal is not like the first klal. So maybe you cannot make a klal or plat a klal out of it. Just leave with only the klal or prat. Klala kamo marbi zvochim is uloi. The first klal that says zevach is mash many korban as vicha shchita. Only a korban it's marbi. Klala basa, the second klal that it says lashem. Kolda Lashem is anything that's Lashem. V'yafidu li'yofis, even for an ifis. V'yafidu li'minachis, even for a mincha. So for the second klal is marba more than the first klal, so maybe we do not make klal or plal or klal out of it. So Mar says no. Hotona dever Yishmael, the klali aprote dorish, ki haigavna, yes, that Rabbi Shmuel still dash in such a klal or prat. Klal or prat, the klal yet adan la klein prat. So what's the klal now? The say the halimut is, it's a klal or prat or klal, and you learn out krein haprat, ma haprat mefurish, shush ler l'shmoi, v'kosherim, like it has a locha, that it's, you do it l'shem shlomim. So that's Shalur L'Shemoy, because really it's a Korban Pesach. You're searching it now, L'Shem Shlom Shlom L'Shemoy, it's kosher. Av Kol Shu Shalur L'Shemoy kosher. For kosher, who would any other Korban you shecht it for? That's the loch of the Korban Pesach, after this manoi, anything you shecht it for, it has the loch that it's kosher. So now, I maha prat mefurish dovra bo benedun adov, we learn out the prat, that it says a Korban Shlomim, maybe only if you mechavim to such a Korban like a Shlomim, that cons beteras a nedun adov. So if so, av kol ha bo benedun adov, any other Korban that could be brought with a nedun adov. So oil or shlamin, true, the two carbonas should be an oil or a shlamin. If you shech the carbon pesach, l'shem and oil, I understand why it's kosher. That's when it's klal or prat or klal. But maybe chattis v'yoshim loy, for a carbon chattis or a carbon oshim, that you cannot bring bateras a neder or an adova. It's only if you actually did the chet that you have to bring the carbon. So maybe that's not the klal, kena prat. Maybe if you shech the carbon pesach, l'shem and chattis, l'shem and oshim, the carbon is possible. Samar says, Elo rather la zevach ribuhu. The word la zevach, Rashi says, ain't a loshin klal. It's not a loshin klal. Lord Hashinan le bechlal uprat. Shein klolus uprotois boye meribu loshin. Lima mashmoyes amikrois. A regular klal uprat uklal, Rashi explains, that's just from the mashmoyes apsukim, the way it's mashmoy from the psukim. Ukugoin bechol asher tava navshecha klal. Vechein min abheima klal. Book of its own prat. So that's what we meant with klal uprat. Nothing is extra. It's only the mashmoyes. That's what the psukim mean. So we dash the b'teras a klal uprat a klal. Avol zevach shlomim shtei teivos devukasein. They're attached these two words. Kiluk siv la zevach hashlomim. As if it says la zevach hashlomim. Okro yisera biyamhu. They have a Muslim mitzvah l'shlomim. Choshe said the word l'shlomim. So if it's something that's extra, it's the yitur. We learn out from here. Not b'teras a klal uprat el la rabbis. That's this limud. That's an extra pasuk like the more says elo lazeva ribuyu. And once you have a ribuy, you marba all zvachim. So any carbon you shech this carbon pesach l'shem, the carbon pesach is kosher after the zman of the carbon pesach. Now the Gemara says, Eima, what don't I say? L'chol d'shochet lei levi kavosai. Maybe anything you shecht it for becomes like that carbon. If you shech now this carbon pesach after yudalid, it's l'shem oyla, maybe it really becomes a carbon oyla. If you shech the l'shem shlomim, maybe it becomes a carbon or shlomim. Like, why do we say now it's always a shlomim? Maybe whatever you shech this for, that's what it should be. So, Rav Avin says, alright, turn over. Continue on the other side.